We finished the last time we touched on the Indian that you need Torah and you need mitzvahs. And he said that the pshat is that in order for the mitzvahs, the Torah, to catch the R, it's like the you need the psila, you need the wick, and the mitzvahs is like the wick. So the pshat in that is, we weren't sure exactly pshat. So I think what the pshat in that is like this, is that the purpose of the Torah is to mekadosh oneself. It's to bring the kedusha from the other world into oneself. But the guf of the person is mafsik. The guf of the person doesn't allow the full kedusha to take effect in his guf, in him, because he's a physical person. So a person has to do things with the physical body to mekadosh the physical body so that the Torah, which is sichli, is not part of the guf, can shine through, and that the guf will not be a mafsik. So the person has to use, the mitzvahs are done with the guf, the Torah is done with the seichel, with the neshama, right? Not with the guf. So what the person has to do is, the mitzvahs are there to be mekadosh the guf, so that he's using his body for kedusha, he's using his guf for kedusha, and now he's a kli kibul, he can accept the kedusha of the Torah in his guf, that it can now shine through. I think that's pshat. In the mashal of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that the Torah is like the light, but the wick is the mitzvahs. Okay, now, all right. All right, let's go a little further. He continues in the Perek Lamed Aleph. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Reb Chaim is going to now move into another area. He's going to move into the area that Torah provides a kapara for a person. The way a person gets kapara, atonement for his averus, is through Torah learning. So, umizeh atam gam kein. And for the same reason, Eisek HaTorah hi mechaperes al kol ha'avoinois shel ha'nefesh ha'chaitas. Torah also is mechaper on the person. Torah atones a person's averus. Kima'amar mzal. It's a Gemara in Menachis. My dichtiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Zoyz HaTorah la'oilo la'mincha v'lechato. When it says this is the halacha of the oilo, of the mincha v'lechato, it says Zoyz Torah. What does that mean? Umasik, the Gemara explains. Shekol ha'oisik b'toira. If you learn Torah, ain't tzarech lo'oila lo'mincha v'lechatas v'le'asham. One requires no oila, no mincha, no chatas, and no asham. So in other words, the purpose of a carbon is to bring kapara. One does not need a kapara of carbonus if they have Torah. And it says in the Tanchuma Parshas Tzav, ubeshimos Rabok, it says, kechu imachem devarim, v'shuvu el Hashem. So you should do tshuva with devarim. So literally, like Rabbi Yoina and the Rambam, they say that kechu imachem devarim means to do the vidui. Which words should you be carrying with yourself when you're doing tshuva? Which words? Why is tshuva about words? So the answer is, the words are the words of vidui. Kichui machim dvar means the words of vidui. The confession, right? So that's what it means, kichui machim devarim. But the Medrash says, lefishi Yisrael oimrim, because the Klai Yisrael complain, Aniyim anu, we are poor, ve'en lanu lavi karbonos, and we cannot bring karbonos. So how are we going to get kapara? Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry, you don't need karbonos. Devarim ani mevakish, I only want your words. V'ani mocha lachem akol avanaseichem. And with that, you will get full atonement for your averus. Ve'en devarim, which words? Ela divrei Torah. That's the lashon of the Medrash. So again, the Medrash says that through Torah learning, a person can accomplish the same level of kapara that he would accomplish through karbonos. Uvitanchuma vayakel, another medrash, v'inyan ha'aron amru, shu noisei avoneisem sh'yisrael, the aron would carry the aver, sh'atara shaboi noisei avoneisem sh'yisrael. Okay. And he brings another medrash or two like that, that the Torah basically takes care of whatever the korban takes care of. He brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, Parashat Shlach. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Kama Islay Lebnei Nasha, Listakola Bepulchana Dekut Shabrichu. How much should a person look into Avodas Hashem? Kama Islay Listakola Bemilo Deraisa. How much do you have to look at the Torah? The Choman Deishtadim Ereisa, the more person learns Torah, Ki Lemakrav Kol Korban and Da'alma, it's like he brought all the Korbanas, the Kama Kut Shabrichu in front of Hashem. Le Oida, the Kut Shabrichu Mechapra Le Al Kol Chayvei. And he goes straight to Olam Haba. Okay? So the question is, so what's the mechanics of this? What does this mean that the Torah provides the kapara that one needs even more than a karban? Now, he does bring a little bit later that there, okay, so first of all, what's pshat? So the pshat is that, and by the way, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, you know that the famous concept that says that a person, it's a Gemara, that a person did chilul Hashem, there's no way they can get kapara. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says there's only two ways to get kapara. There's three ways a person can get kapara for chilul Hashem. One of them is only through Misa. Done. There's nowhere else. But then he says there's another pasuk. It says, "Bechesed ve'emes yichupar avon." So he says that if a person A makes a kiddush Hashem, maybe that could get rid of the chilul Hashem. But then he says, through Torah learning, a person can even get kapara for chilul Hashem. In other words, Torah learning can undo and repair the damage done even by chilul Hashem, which tshuva cannot do. So even Torah can go deeper than tshuva. By the way, the Meshech Chochma says that there's one other time that you can get kapara for Chilul Hashem. And that's during Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. By Ne'ilah, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends away all the malachim, all the supporting angels, and there's no more Beit Din Shel Malach. It's just Hashem. And he says when it's just Hashem, then he can be mochel his own kavod. But he says when it's the angels judging, they can't be mochel the kavod of Hashem, and Hashem can't be mochel his kavod in front of the angels because you know then you can't do that. So the only time that the Hashem can be mochel on chil Hashem is by Ne'ilah. That's the Meshech Chochma right. But anyway, he says as far as our topic is concerned, that Torah is the only thing which can mechaper. So what's pshat? What's pshat in this? So the pshat is that the idea of tshuva is that a person, the effect of an avera is that it removes someone from their closeness to Hashem. And tshuva is return. The Mabit writes that tshuva means to be shav el Hashem, meirichu leiskariv el Hashem, meirichu kachet. In other words, a person got far from Hashem, from the Avera, so now they have to come back close to Hashem. So the way they're going to come back close to Hashem is through tshuva. However, when a person does Torah, they're automatically close to Hashem. So in other words, it circumvents the need for tshuva in the sense that a person got to the result directly. They're directly close to Hashem through learning of Torah. So any effect that the Avera may have had on removing the closest to Hashem, you can repair by coming back close to Hashem with Torah. That is, and by the way, we say it every day in Davening. We say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torah Techa, Hashem bring us back to you through your Torah, V'karveinu Malkinu L'Avodasecha, and then Achazireinu B'tshuva Shlema L'Fanecha. So the first step in tshuva is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torah Techa. You have to get close to Torah, right? And by the way, I've said before many times that we say in that tefillah, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torah Techa, V'karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. So when you're davening, Avinu Malkeinu, very strong prayer, Avinu Malkeinu, right? So our king, our father. So which one do you really want Hashem to answer you with? Do you want him to address you as Avinu or as Malkeinu? As Avinu, right? So if you come to Hashem only with mitzvos, so then you do what Hashem says. Okay, so that's Malkeinu. You're the king. You tell me to do this. I did it. That's Karveinu Malkeinu la'avodatecha. It's avodas Hashem. We have to do it. But if you do Torah learning, it's Avinu. Hashem says, you want to know what I have to say. You want to hear what I have to say. It's like the son that's coming to hear the father. You have what to teach me. I want to hear, right? So Hashiveinu Avinu, if you're going to come to Hashem through Torah, it's going to be Begeder Avinu. If you're only going to come through obligations, then it's Malkeinu. So even in the tshuva process, so first of all, the Torah is the first step, but more than that, it's the step that gets us to Avinu. Okay? So that's number one. Okay? So this is the best way to get that Hiskarvus to a Kodesh Baruch. Okay? Now, the emesis is that this is also, we've mentioned before, this is brought down in the the Chorban, right? We're now in the 3 weeks. That it says that the Pasuk says that the reason why Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash is because they left Torah. But the Gemara says the reason is because of the three Averis. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shufas Damim. So which one is it? So the Gemara says it was the three Averis, but if they were learning Torah, then there would be hope for them. They would have done Tshuva, or if they were learning Torah, Hashem would have been willing to overlook those three Averis, because again, they would have had that level of Korban. And that Torah would bring them close. Now, by the way, there's a question. This Torah that we're talking about, is that, oh, I see later he's going to bring that. Shavino Avinu L'Torah Tachas. He's going to bring that in later. But anyway, there's a question. The Torah that we're talking about that helps bring one close to tshuva, is that only Torah learning Lishma, that's for the highest reason, motivation, or is it even Torah learning Shalom Lishma? Right? It's learning that, you know, I want to get my honor, I want to do it good, whatever. Okay. Now, he brings another issue. I'm going to raise the issue now, but we're going to talk about it tomorrow. He says that there's another place that the Torah says that you can get kapara through the Torah learning, and that's when you learn about the karbanos. Because activating the Torah of the karban is also going to bring you the koch of the karban. So that seems to indicate that there's a koch in the karban more than the Torah, but you can activate it through Torah. So it means that there's two kochos here. There's a koch of karban, there's a koch of Torah, and Torah is higher, but you also, there is a koch of kapara in karbanos. So I want to talk a little bit about what is that? What's the difference between the tshuva of karbanos and the tshuva of Torah? Okay, so tomorrow we'll talk about that point. Exactly how does that work? Okay, but this is a little bit of a new angle he's taking here, is that there is a the koch kapara of Torah. Okay, so that's the next step in the sefer. All right?
Good night.
Okay, shkoyach. Good night.